Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers. Good afternoon. I'm so glad you've joined me on today. I'm Jackie Showers. I'm your host. And this is Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. So it must be Monday. And I am here in the metropolitan Detroit area. And this is pretty much our second snow of this year. Our second really big snow of this year. And if you call it big, but needless to say, there is snow outside. Those snowflakes have come down. And one snowflake comes down, that's fine, but when it brings its buddies, that's something totally different. And what has happened here is that it has brought its buddies along. And so I'm so glad that you have joined me today for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, as we are going to explore on today about, we're exploring to communicate, to collaborate, and then to create. And one of the reasons is that I think oftentimes as we are beginning our careers, our jobs, our businesses, or whatever, sometimes we try to do things in a vacuum. But that's not the way God intended for it to be, even from the beginning of time. That was not the intent at all. But I do want to say, I want to direct you to our website, www.themeplace.org, and that's www.themeplace.org. Want to direct you there. We have just tons of information out there for you, as well as you want to make sure that you become one of our subscribers, that you're kept up to date of all of the things that we are doing in 2016. And yes, we are. This is really the second Monday in 2016, and so I'm so glad that I know that you are well on your way. This has been a great time for us. We just concluded our 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp early this morning at about a little after 1 a.m. And so we're looking forward to February's, which is going to begin on February 1st, and we'll go all the way to February 7th. So make sure you mark your calendars for 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp that's coming up in February. But I wanted to, and also follow us. Make sure you follow us on our social media. And you know what? We finally just launched, and I just jumped in, and I said I'm going to jump in. I'm not going to sit here and overanalyze it. But we have finally started doing Periscope, so make sure you follow us on Periscope. We do have some out there already that you can go and you can review. And I'd love to hear your comments. Make sure you get to our website, our blog, Showers Blessings blog. You can get to it straight through our website at www.themeplace.org. Let me know what your comments are. I would just love to hear what you have to say. But God is good and God is great. And as you know, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, that we come together every Monday, that we are coming together with Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And really, it combines kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies to expand and broaden your mindset for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success, to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. So we are here on every Monday, virtually every Monday, should I say, to be more correct, every Monday at 12 noon. And so I'm glad you joined me. You know, in recent weeks, I've had a lot of people talk to me about collaborations, and that collaborations is it's a word that they have been hearing about, and it's a word that's been coming to the forefront for them as well as for myself, because I realized that in the process of collaborations, in the process of us doing things, each and every one of us have been given a mandate in order for us to do more. And so as a result, we're trying to do more. But I believe if we just really think about it, we can do even more if we begin to collaborate. And collaborations, it doesn't necessarily have to be done on a larger scale. It doesn't have to be done because you have a large company. But I do believe that in this season for emerging to small businesses, even if you are an individual, collaborations are going to be critical to you. They're going to be a key component to your success. So you want to make sure that you, as you're developing your whole strategy for 2016, that you include collaboration. That's something that you want to do. But this is one of the things that really sparked me about collaboration. Oftentimes we think about it and we want to say, well, what is God saying about collaborations? What does he feel? And so we always, because we do look at it from a kingdom perspective, because we know that we are marketplace solutionists and God has strategically placed us into the marketplace for such a time as this in order for us to be those effective change agents. We are to provide our solutions in the marketplace in fulfilling the mandate to go into all the world and to win souls. And that's really what it is. God has given us our respective vocations, avocations, professions, whatever you want to call it, in order for us to fulfill the number one mandate on our lives as a believer. And I believe collaborations is going to be a key element in you fulfilling that mandate, because I don't want you to get stuck into thinking that only you want to only collaborate with believers. During this season, you're going to see that you're going to collaborate with non-believers. We have been in the four walls of church so long that we think that we can only deal with believers. I do want to say this, if you have a question or a comment, all you have to do is press 1. I will see that your hand is raised and I will open up your microphone. But I think it's maybe 1-6 or something like that, but I know it's 1. I think it'll give you the directions. But I want to say that you want to start thinking about that. So in collaborations, I've been mulling around with this and reading about it and thinking about it and talking about it. And so I was listening to one of my favorite shows, which is Ancient Jewish Wisdom with Rabbi Daniel Lappin, and he was talking about these two words, and he said they're only in the Bible twice. And he says they're probably the only two words that's in the Bible twice right together, and I think that's the key element. And one of them you can locate one of them in the first in Genesis, in the second chapter of Genesis, in the second chapter of Genesis, and the 18th verse, and it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." The other place where you can find this is when Moses's father-in-law is basically telling Moses trying to do everything himself, and the father-in-law says, and Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good." And as I began to listen to what he was saying and just thinking about collaborations and thinking about the different people that I have come in contact with in these last few weeks, and I said, we need to begin to understand the importance to connect, to communicate, to collaborate, and to create. Because when we begin to connect, there's a synergy that's created amongst us. And so, and I'm going to tell you something else. When you are an entrepreneur, solopreneur, infopreneur, entrepreneur, ministrypreneur, whateverpreneur you are, many times you find that you're doing so much by yourself, especially if you are an individual. And sometimes we get caught in this trap of thinking that we have to do everything because we're the only ones that can do it right. You know, I believe that in order for people to grow, that if they're volunteers saying that they want to help you, in order for them to grow, you're going to have to be able to delegate. But in the process of creating these collaborations, there are things that I bring to the table that you don't bring to the table. However, my abilities and my skills will enhance what you are doing. So say, for instance, that I may be good at developing websites, but you may be good at doing, you may be good at at social media. But when we collaborate and we come together, it means that we can do a whole lot more and our reach expands, because all of my audience become your audience. All of your audience become my audience. And so our reach begins to expand. But the creativity level goes up a notch, because the same creativity, if I'm doing websites, and I'm just using these examples, if I'm doing websites and you know social media, we can combine our creativity together for maximum impact. And so when we begin to collaborate, we are going to experience maximum impact in order for us to achieve what we need to achieve, in order for us to be able to reach a wider audience, in order for us to be able to do much more, and for our creativity to go up. Because if I'm tapping into your brain power and you're tapping into my brain power, and we are coming together synergistically, it automatically means that I'm not totally weary, you're not totally weary, but when we come together, there's an ignitement. There's an ignitement of our purposes together, and as we are brainstorming, because I don't know if you've ever been in a brainstorm. Last week I was meeting with someone who will be helping me, and as we begin to talk and we begin to brainstorm, and there were some things that I had on my agenda that I wanted to get done, and I had not gotten done. But when she and I sat down and we began to go over everything, and she brought her expertise to me in order to help me, and I brought mine to her, I'm telling you, within 2 days, I was able to accomplish some things that I've been trying to accomplish for a long time, just because of the synergy. Collaborations is more than just us saying we're coming up with one project, but when you begin to collaborate, it's going to ignite the synergy in you to do the things individually, just to be as effective individually as you're going to be collectively in the collaboration. Because it allows your creative juices to flow. The word of God says this: iron sharpens iron. When we look at Mary and Elizabeth, their purposes leaped at the same time. Collaborations allows our purpose, allows what our goals are, allows what our objectives are to leap, what our mission and our vision, in order for them to leap, but not just to leap, but in order for us to, as we are working together, to keep each other motivated. And as I'm learning new techniques, and I'm learning new technologies, and you're doing the same thing, and then we're bringing them together, and so we'll work together. Let's say we have a common project. Let's say, for instance, we say we're going to do a conference. If I do, and I'll take myself. I do O Breakout, the O Breakout Empowerment and Leadership Conference. So I do O Breakout. But if I was to do O Breakout and establish collaborations with others, that means that O Breakout is going to have a wider audience. But not only that in the process of collaboration, I can't think of everything. I don't know all the new technologies, the new methods. But you will be able to bring something to O Breakout in order for it to be enhanced. And I would do the same thing for whatever that you're doing. So it becomes that we're sharpening each other, we're making each other look sharp. Now, say, for instance, I'm doing the O Breakout Empowerment and Leadership Conference, but you know that you want to reach a wider audience, and you may not have as much capital as I have, or you may have not done this before, but it's something that you want to do. So this is what collaborations also will do. Collaborations will help you in the process of expanding your portfolio of the skills, the talents, and what you offer. Because if we're collaborating with O Breakout, and in the process of us collaborating, you can also tell your clients, because you become a part of O Breakout, we're in collaboration, and say, well, you know, every year I'm involved with this conference, and in this conference, this is what we do. And if we are collaborating, let's say, for O Breakout, and you have some clients, and you want to expand and say, I really want this client to come on board, how can I get them on board? Okay, here we are with O Breakout. O Breakout will allow you, and I'm using O Breakout as an example. So what O Breakout will allow you to do is, when you connect with me in O Breakout and we begin to collaborate, you're going to be able to create some more opportunities for your clients and your customers, because you can tell your clients, your customers, say, for instance, you're putting a package together, and you can say, if you're part of this package, because you can write it in there and say, when you, if you take this package, you also can put in there and say, and we'll give you free vendor space. Well, the free vendor space, we know it's not really free because you're collaborating with us, but they still have to pay for the vendor spot. But it gives you an edge. It gives you leverage. Collaborations bring leverage. They allow you to have some leverage. Collaborations also make it so you don't always have to start from scratch. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. And the reason I say that is this, because if you have to reinvent the wheel every single time, that's gonna cause you a lot of time. You're not working smarter, you're working harder. But say, for instance, you're doing something, you're working on a project. Let's say you're working on a strategy, and it may be something that I have already worked on, but because we have a synergistic relationship, a collaboration, and you may ask me, have you ever done this before? And I'll say, yes, I've done this before, and it can be vice versa. I may ask you, have you ever done this before? What do you have that I can use? And we're collaborating. So that means that you do not have to start from scratch. Why reinvent that wheel if you don't have to? Why reinvent a wheel that I have already invented? Or why should I reinvent a wheel that you've already invented? Another thing about collaborations. A collaboration means that as we begin to work together, because what collaborations do is, and as I said, it expands your portfolio offerings that you can offer your clients, that you can offer your customers. And that is major leverage. You, and as I said earlier, you may know social media, I may know websites. You may be able to build out a fantastic strategy for social media, I may be able to write great about pages. And so what happens is we're coming together, we're able to synergize our energies, our efforts, our time, and most important, the knowledge base. The knowledge base is a key element, and we're able to be able to offer a better product than we would be able to do alone. And if you're in a company, I don't care if you're the owner of the company, you want to begin to think about internal collaborations as well. Because if you're sitting up there trying to do it all by yourself, you're not going to be as effective as if when you begin to collaborate. But as emerging to small businesses, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, infopreneurs, authorpreneurs, ministrypreneurs. And I think ministries, those small ministries, you must get this. There is a small ministry that's headed up by this guy. His name is Pastor Love. And one of the things I really like about Pastor Love, and I told him, I said, you're a very wise man. Pastor Love does not have a large congregation. But Pastor Love and his congregation, they have a heart for outreach ministries. And so what they have done is teamed up with larger ministries, one of them being ours. And they have been able to make such an impact in the community because they are collaborating with larger ministries. And in the process of them collaborating with larger ministries, when they say, these are the things that our ministry do. Now, they may not have the physical facility. They may not have as much money to do as much as they want to. But when they team up with a larger ministry as they have, their outreach efforts is much larger because they're able to feed more people. They teamed up with the church that I go to and the soup kitchen. They were able to feed, and they could say, we have fed over 5,000 people a year, but they're a much smaller ministry. Very wise man, does not have a physical building, has his church at a community activity center. but able to do ministry, even more so than some larger churches, because they're not willing to collaborate. Collaborations is going to be really key in the kingdom of God as we are moving forward. These collaborations are going to enable you to be able to do so much more. So begin to get them into your spirit. Some of the people say one risk that people face when they say, oh, I don't know about collaborating, people steal my ideas. But I think the risk, the small risk of your ideals being taken, does not outweigh the many benefits that you will get from developing collaboration. So you have to sit there and you have to decide, you know, what's going to be beneficial to you. Is it going to be more beneficial to you to collaborate, or is it going to be more beneficial to you to be too afraid to collaborate, and yet and still you're doing things on such a small scale that you're not able to really make the impact that you want to make? We all know God has given us some big responsibilities. He's given us some big responsibilities, just like he did Moses. Moses had some big responsibilities. But remember, I told you, not good. Not good. It's not good for you to try to do everything by yourself. It's not good for you to try to operate in a vacuum. It's not good for you not to establish collaborations with others. It's not good for you to operate alone. You really need to begin to think about individuals that you can trust. And you know where it begins, where collaborations begin? It begins on your knees. It begins with you praying and asking God to direct you to the right people in order for you to be able to collaborate with them. We all need each other, and we all need to tap into the resources of each other in order for us to be able to create wealth. Because the when you begin collaborations, automatically you begin to increase in your power to get the wealth. Because you're moving out of a place of comfort. You're moving out of a place where you have become accustomed to it. And collaboration is really at the root of every social activity. It is founded on generosity, sharing, and openness. And it begins with every organization culture. I don't care if you are me incorporated, if you are a solopreneur working all by yourself. You still must be able to collaborate, and you must be able to collaborate effectively. And you want to be able to establish these collaborations at every turn. It's going to be key to your moving forward in 2016. We have to be wise. We have to really be wise when it comes to collaborations, when it comes to going to that next level, when it comes to really maximizing everything that God wants you to do and accomplish. It may have been that you've been saying, okay, well, I want to do this, I want to do that, but you have a learning curve that you have to learn that. And in the process of your trying to learn that, in the learning curve, what's going to happen to you? Well, this is what's going to happen. It's going to set you back. But when you team up with someone who's already done the due diligence, when you team up with someone who's already gone through the learning curve, that's going to catapult you just a little bit further down the road. Why? Because you have decided to team up. You have decided to go to that next level. And in going to that next level, you understand that we have to be very wise. And all a part of collaborations is also a part of being wise and winning souls. So that's what we have to do. We have to say, I got to be wise and winning souls. I want you to also think about this, because we have been trapped behind those four walls of church for a very long time. Many of us. You know, they say, don't be unequally yoked. We've gone through all of these different scenarios where they've told us, you know, it's not good for you to be unequally yoked. And we understand, you know, we may understand when they say don't be unequally yoked. But this is what I also want you to understand in the process. It's time out that we're preaching to the choir. And sometimes if we are saying, and you know our favorite scripture, one of our favorite scripture, the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous and all of that. So we know that we've been saying that. We know that we've been saying. And so And if the wealth of the wicked has been laid up for the righteous, and we too afraid to go out there to work with the wicked to get some of that wealth. And I want you to understand, wealth is beyond the money. Wealth is being able to collaborate with individuals in order for you to get the wisdom, the understanding, the counsel, and the knowledge that they have in order to take your business to the next level. We have to come out of the piousness of religion in order for us to begin to really operate in the real world. The Bible says we are natural first and then spiritual. We do not compromise who we are. Paul says in his word, I become all things to all men to win them to Christ, but I do not compromise why my walk. And I'm paraphrasing, but I do not compromise my walk. And it's no different with us. God wants to strategically place us in the marketplace, and he is going to use collaborations as we begin to collaborate with more individuals. And some of them are not going to be saved, but God is putting you in front of them, not to beat them with the Bible. Don't be this thumb-holding Bible, beating them upside their head, but for them to see your life and to see your compassion and for them to be drawn to the Lord. And God will create the moment for you to be able to minister. But if you are afraid to develop collaborations with those that we term as unchurched or secular, how in the world are you ever going to, number one, be able to tap into the transference of the wealth of the wicked into your hands? Number two, how do we really fulfill the mandate to go into all the world? The marketplace is the 21st century mission field. It is the one place where we have been afraid to go in. It is the one place where we spend the bulk of our time is in the marketplace. But yet and still, we are held in bondage of this perceived notion of separation of church and state. So you have to come out of the mindset that we have been stuck in those four walls of church far too long and the world is hurting. God is strategically placing us in the mountains of influence, in the seven mountains of influence, in order for us to be an influence. The seven mountains of media, of family, of business, of religion, of education, government, arts, and entertainment. And in the process of him strategically placing us there, he's also going to establish strategic alliance in order for us to have collaborations with individuals in those marketplaces. How in the world are we able to affect the messages that are going out if we're not willing to work with them? We must work with them. We've been in a vacuum far too long. When the television was initially created, it was introduced to ministry first, and pastors rejected it as being evil. And you hear people talk about social media, and they'll say, well, I'm not getting up on that internet. It's evil. I heard someone tell some young people that. And I'm thinking, but you, they were telling the young people, I told you that Facebook is evil. But that same person that was telling the young person Facebook is evil is on Facebook every single day. The evilness of Facebook comes with what you put out there. But we have to know that all of this technology and the advancement that God is doing of technology, it is created for the kingdom of God. God is the one who gives the wisdom, the witty inventions. He is the one who gives it in order for the message of Jesus Christ to go forth. And it's a connection for us. We're able to use social media, the internet. That we never was humanly possible to do. We're able to connect with people all around the world. 20 years ago, we weren't really able to do that. 20 years ago, there was no Periscope where you could instantly get up there and people all over the world could see you. So we have to be as gentle as doves and wise as serpents as we are winning souls. If you have a question, you could always press one. But this is what we have to be. And that's why God is calling for us to connect, to communicate, to collaborate, and create. It is going to spur our creativity. It is going to allow us to be more creative than we have ever been. It's going to allow us to have a far-reaching effect than we ever thought possible when we begin to collaborate together, when we begin to pool our resources together, and even when we go out of our comfort zone of church and tap into others in the secular world who have knowledge that we need. All of this comes into play, and so we have to be ready. Are you ready in order for you to be that 21st century marketplace influencer? And you are a marketplace influencer. I want you to know that you're a marketplace influencer. God has made you a marketplace influencer. And he has given you, he's given you a business. He's given you wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge in order for you to be that marketplace influencer in this 21st century. So what you must do is pray and ask God about those collaborations. And sometimes when the collaborations come and they are secular, do not cancel them out. Do not cancel them out and say, I am not going to participate because this person isn't saved. But I'm going to participate with this person over here because they're saved. And you know something, I want to say this, that you can participate with that person that's saved, and the anointing is not on it because that's not where God is telling you to be. So you want to be in the perfect will of God, not his permissive will. His perfect will is where he's telling you to be, regardless if that person is saved or not, because he needs you to be an agent in the kingdom in winning souls. We have someone who wrote, thank you for saying that. Why should we allow the devil to evangelize on Facebook and shut us down? Thank you. Thank you so much, the person who wrote that comment. And that person is so right. Why should we? Why, you know, one of my favorite books is by Reginald Lewis. And Reginald Lewis was an African-American, and most people don't know about. He was an entrepreneur back in the 80s. He orchestrated the largest buyout of any company and his company was called Beatrice of that type back in the 80s. Most people don't even know about Reginald Lewis, but he has a book that says, Why Does White Boys Have to Have All the Fun? And so that's my question as well to each and every one of you. Why do the secular world has to have all of the fun? Why is it that they're the ones that want to be able to take advantage of all of this technology? That is not what God meant. Do your history about technology. When they first developed the Morse code machine, the first message that went out was a scripture from Numbers that says, oh, see what God had wrought. God meant for us to collaborate. He wants us to come together. He wants us to use technology. He wants us to work smarter, not harder. He wants us to tap into the gift of each other. Iron sharpens iron, and that's what God is telling us. There are things that I know that you don't know. There are things that you know that I don't know. But in order for us to be effective, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take each and every one of us opening our mindset. Begin to pray Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you're transformed by the renewing of our minds so we can have a better perspective of what God is doing in the 21st century when it comes to the mission field. We want to have a better perspective. We want to be able to go to the next level, and we want to be able to take advantage of everything that God has given us in this season, and that includes collaborations to connect, to communicate, to collaborate, and create, because it's going to allow our creativity to go out of the roof. You may not be good at say, for instance, graphic design, but I may be good at graphic design. And so it's about us coming together. And like I said, there may be some things that you want to do. You may not have all the money, but if you bring somebody else in and you're pooling your monies together, you're pooling everything together, you're going to be even more successful. because you're pulling your resources together for success. Everybody can run around helter-skelter with their heads cut off, but in this season, we are going to have to respect the various members of the body. There is one body, many members, and we know that each and every one of us, that's what we bring to the table, many members. So I'm hoping that today that you heard something to ignite you, that you heard something that will cause you to step out of your comfort zone, step out of that place of familiarity, and begin to entertain collaborations, begin to pray and ask God to send viable collaborations in order for you to be effective in fulfilling the mandate that God has on your life. And it's going to take collaboration. Remember, there are only two places in the Bible where it says not good. And that's when it's not good for man to be alone, when Jesus created the woman, and also when Jethro told Moses, you're doing all of this stuff by yourself. It's not good. God is telling us it's not good. It's not good for you to try to do everything by yourself. It's not good in thinking that God has placed everything inside of you. Study out larger corporations. They are forever collaborating. Forever collaborating. And I'm gonna say this. I worked for a standards development organization. And one of the things I learned was that All of those corporations came together, especially larger corporations, to develop standards. Why? Because they knew when they collaborated together and they developed standards, really and truly, this is what I found out, they were able to really drive the market. Because when people said, your product has to be according to this standard, now they're dealing with standards. And so if somebody over here may have a better product, but they have not collaborated with this standards development organization, that when the salesperson is sent out and say, we want it to be to, and the company I worked for was NEMA standard, because there was no collaboration. And so collaboration, it doesn't have to be with a larger company. We need to start collaborating now. So when we get to be those larger companies, we're already familiar with it. When we get to have those multi-million-dollar companies, we're already at the place where we have already started collaborating. And that's what God is calling us to connect, to communicate, to collaborate, and to create. So I'm so glad you joined me on this afternoon. I do hope this has been a help to you. Make sure that you put this information up on Facebook, on our social media, so people can know what we're talking about. We are here to equip, to educate, and to empower the kingdom of God in order for them to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And I do want to say this, because we're going to put this out later. We're doing a special right now. It's only going to be for today, 1/11/16, that we're going to offer 4 coaching sessions that we will help you get to the place where you need to be, even if it means developing your marketing strategy, your marketing and branding strategy, which will also include ways to collaborate, for $111.16. All of our coaching sessions, every session is $150 normally. But the Lord placed that in my spirit, and he said, I want my people to know how to brand and market. I want them to know how to position. I want them to know about marketplace ministry. I want you to offer this today. It's only offered today, 1/11/16. And one of the reasons is because today is my pastor's birthday, and I celebrate my pastor. But he said, I want you to offer it at $111.16. You will get 4 sessions. That is less than $30 per session. So you want to take advantage of it. You'll be able to go to our website, or you can always you can inbox me on Facebook. You can send us a message at send it to the Me Place Institute at gmail.com, or you can go to our website, www.themeplace.org. Make sure that you fill out where we're talking about our coaching, and you put in there about the 1/11/16 today for 4 sessions. And I cannot repeat, our sessions are normally $150 per session. So, you know, it's no way that we're going to be able to do that. But that's what he's given me today. And once we put it out there, it's out there. And the first three people to come in today, that come in, they are going to get a complimentary fifth session free, just because that's what the Lord told me to do. And I'm just being obedient to what God is saying, because I want to make sure that you are equipped, that you are empowered to become all that God envisioned, so you can experience what God saw. And that includes if he's giving you a business, a book, or whatever, if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, infopreneur, entrepreneur, ministrypreneur, that's my goal, is to make sure you are equipped and you are prepared for marketplace ministry. I'm so glad that you came and joined us today on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Make sure you look for our promotion today. It will be going up directly after this session. I didn't even have a chance to put it together because I had to get ready for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches, but I'm excited about it. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. I love helping people. I love helping people go to that next level, and especially helping you become equipped in order for you to be that effective marketplace change agent that God is calling for today. So we'll be back next week for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Look for us on Periscope. We'll be Periscoping later today as well. So you want to make sure that you connect with us on all of our social media. Subscribe with us at themeplace.org. And you all have just a blessed, prosperous week, a synergistic week. Let me know about your collaboration. And remember, it begins with you being on your knees and praying. I look forward to seeing you on next week. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.